Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Students across the state of Kentucky are learning more about agriculture and how it fits into our daily lives. Kentucky Ag in the Classroom Director Jennifer Elwell says one way students are learning is through their teachers and volunteers.
Well, we've got several programs that work to educate kids K through 12 and a lot of times also teachers and parents as well about how agriculture impacts their lives. And some of those programs are getting curriculum and resources into the hands of teachers and volunteer educators.
She says the curriculum ties agriculture to everyday life.
Different hands-on activities, science-based activities, things that will get them to critically think about what agriculture provides them, things they may take for granted. They may think that, you know, the milk and our food just magically shows up on the shelves at the grocery store, but a lot of people had to work to make those foods there for us to enjoy and to nourish us.
Elwell adds the program is based on the facts and impact of agriculture.
We know that it will take all of the agriculture industry working together to be able to feed our growing population. And it's really important to just share the facts about the different types of production methods, different industries, different commodities, because most industries have folks that don't quite agree on everything.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Jennifer Elwell says much of the information relates to what students are being taught already.
Talk about agriculture, but also Kentucky agriculture and how unique we are, because we are a very diverse state agriculturally. And we make sure that the lessons are things that the teachers would be teaching anyway.
She adds they're receiving positive feedback from teachers and administrators.
All of the things that they receive in their kit, we help them understand how they can utilize them, when to bring them out at different times of the year, just give them some ideas. The response has been amazing. We had one teacher get on Twitter and said this was the best PD that she'd ever been to. Who knew agriculture could be so interesting?
The Kentucky Ag in the Classroom program is a partnership of many of the commodity organizations across the state. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.